This year has been a big year for young climate change activists. A lot of people are familiar with this Swedish teenager who has made international headlines about her school strike for climate change.
I shouldn't be up here. I should be back in school on the other side of the ocean. Yet you all come to us young people for hope. How dare you?
That's Greta Thunberg, speaking at the UN Climate Summit earlier this year. But Indigenous youth have also been speaking out about climate change, especially in Alaska. The 2018 National Climate Assessment Report says rural Alaska, and specifically Alaska Natives, will face the brunt of climate change impacts. And Alaska Native youths are witnessing those changes up close. At the Alaska Federation of Natives annual convention last month, two young Indigenous women stood up to the microphone. Here's Quanah Chasing Potts, who is Gwich'in Athabascan and Lakota Sioux.
I am Indigenous, and we are not here to fight with our own people. We are here to stand together. This is a serious issue. I'm worried about our future generations. Like, we're crying up here. We should not have to cry to you guys.
And they persuaded AFN to pass a resolution declaring a state of emergency for climate change. All that has helped set the stage for what Ben Charles hopes to accomplish.
There's an old Yupik saying where things unfold or unveil themselves at the proper moment. And I believe this is the era where we are no longer Indigenous peoples, Inuit people, Yupik people, any Alaska Native and American Indian. We're no longer afraid to speak up.
As part of the Emerging Alaska Inuit Leaders Initiative, Charles is tasked with helping Inuit youth across Greenland, Alaska, and Canada and Siberia to express their perspective about climate change in their communities. And he has 2 years to do that. The initiative builds off the Ukiavik Declaration passed in 2018. It lays out 10 goals that the Inuit want to fulfill that upholds their values and customs. That includes food security, language revitalization, and, of course, climate change. But Ben Charles almost didn't apply.
I was hoping others would apply.
Charles manages the museum at the Bethel Cultural Center. He carves masks, and he is heavily involved in other social issues in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. But people kept pushing him to apply, and after some research and self-reflection, he did. He says he felt he could do more than just focus on the YK Delta.
There's more that I could accomplish to advance Indigenous Alaskan, especially Indigenous Inuit, the issues that we face.
The word leader is written into the initiative, but Charles sees his role as helping bring people together to resolve issues, which is the type of leadership that aligns with Yupik customs.
For me, I still see each and every one of us as children until we have that or obtain that Yupik awareness. There's one of the stages of awareness where we no longer think of ourselves, we no longer think inward, but we're always working towards others and our environment.
Part of the job requires meeting with top policy leaders in the world, but he's not afraid.
The best way to approach talking with any individual, not just leaders, but just to be yourself and speak your mind and know what issues that you would like to see remedied. Because at the end of the day, we're just all people.
He's flying to Greenland and Madrid in the next couple of months as part of the initiative. And once the 2 years are up, Charles says his goal is to craft a framework that will help future youth to continue this work. And he hopes to continue to work with them. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.